And during that span of time, of that Dust Bowl, I, of course, was the depository of the school books. And we had shelves about this deep, ceiling high. Office was kind of small, we had to. We had to take all those books out nearly every week and dust and wipe them off a whole bit. Next morning on your desk in the courthouse, you could write your name in the dust. And some people from this area, especially a little further north, teachers, they take terms about. This weekend, you go so-and-so down south. Next week, we go down south. Get out of this dust for a little while. That's the way it was. It was really something.
But your weather, are your winters very cold or?
Well, it varies. This past season, we had pretty cold weather. More of it than we normally had. And that's why my apple tree did all right, or pretty good. Then other years, it might be December and we haven't had a freeze yet. And then again, I don't remember the day, but I was told that we had a freeze on the 26th of September. Now that's just a month off. And I don't see any reason why I should doubt it. My brother-in-law told me that. His brother was born that night. And that was 26th of September. Now that's awful early for this country to have a freeze. Now I know too, I remember this as distinctly as you and I sit here. I wouldn't know the date, I've been told that. I was only 4 years old, 1908. It was a cold morning, cold night. Of course in those days we didn't even have screens, didn't know what screens were. And I sat on the back porch, dangling my feet over the porch, and after breakfast. And my father came, had gone to the field, was coming back, and the little kid I saw that something drastic had happened. I could just see the expression and the way he carried himself, just like somebody beat the heck out of him, you know. And I watched him, he came right by me, went up steps and through the kitchen, told Mama all the corn froze. That was the earliest corn we ever had. It was already in silk and tussle. It was the last of April and the first of May. 1908. And I remember that he and my older sister and the two next older brothers, they went to the field that morning and later on with butcher knives and cut some of that stuff off and tied it in bundle for feed. And later on hauled it home with a wagon and set it up against a hay rake to dry. And that picture stayed with me. It got hot that afternoon. I mean, the sun felt real hot. And Mama sent me to take some water to them to the field in a little bucket. And I carried, 4 year old, I carried that bucket of water. I thought I was doing something big, see, to them for drinking. Then, this I don't remember. All this other is just like I see a film of it. But I remember my daddy telling me, and what they did with the rest of the stuff on the field, how they got rid of it, I don't know. But our neighbor had 19 acres of corn, and it all froze too. He got rid of it, somehow, whatever they did, I don't know. But 3 days after the freeze, it got a big rain. And our neighbor, he planted that 19 acres in cotton, because still time for cotton. He made 20 bales of cotton over that 19 acres yet, that same year.